And shall we have a word of prayer? Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another opportunity to come before the throne of mercy through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary. We thank you because your prophet told us it was at Calvary that the sin question was settled once and for all. And that was where the baboon of Satan was broken. And once again, man and God embraced each other. We are very, very grateful. May your name be praised, Lord. We thank you for bringing us together again this morning. Men and women, boys and girls of life, precious faith. We have come to sit at your feet to learn more of you. Thank you for the table that you have prepared. Lord, the food that you have made ready for us, as we continue to feed upon this food. Your prophet said we are what we eat. We want to become this message on 2 feet in our actions and reactions. We want to eat the full stature of a perfect man. As many master as I know you feel with your spirit, please, O Lord, may you feel them. Those already feed, may you refill them. If there be any sickness or affliction anywhere, Lord, you say you wish we prosper and be in health. If we are so prosperous, Father, take diseases, take sicknesses away from your people. Your prophet said when we are sick, we cannot put in our best in the services of the Lord. Thank you, our Father. While the blessings of God is being poured out, please, Master, don't pass any of us by. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you for the Sunday school, a portion of your word that we heard. And Master, we have come to hear more. We pray, God, that just have us in mind where you are blessing your people. Your servant that you have put in his heart to visit us that has come, he has left his assembly back at home. May you watch over them in his absence, Lord. Thank you, Father. By the time he finishes as going back, you that brought him, you protected him on the byway and the highway, do the same for him for a happy reunion with his assembly and his family back at home. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. You can please be seated. Well, there are a lot of pieces of papers here. We'll be taking them one by one. Okay. It's Mother's Day. God bless you for being mothers. If I was to preach today, I would have preached the Mother's Day. That settled all controversies. Amen? Amen. After all, Brother Brian, did he preach Father's Day? Did he preach Father's Day? Fathers, congratulations. Blessed be his holy name. So we appreciate mothers. Mothers, they are wonderful people, you know. Very, very wonderful. If you have a mother, you don't love her, check your faith. Something is wrong somewhere. May God help us. Now, I was greeting a brother this morning. I was saying, asking of the mother, I said, are you taking care of her? He said, ah, I said, very well. I greet his sister. Ah. He said, this is the only mother she has, is the daughter-in-law. No, please, let's learn to take care of our parents. Don't wait until you have money full bag before you think of sending something to your mother. Even if it is 500 naira. In my place, they have a proverb. They say, pankane is what you used to tell the mouth. Say, the real food is coming. If you send 500 to your parents, and they will know that if you have more than that, you will remember them. Me, I don't believe you allow your parents to suffer and suffer and suffer. Finally, when they die, you go to a cooperative and borrow money and buy cow to do burial. Me, I don't believe them. May God help us. God bless you. At the end, even if you buy 3 cows, a hoof, if you are not careful, they will leave for you. So people will bring nylon bags inside their bag. After they have served food,
When they serve the food, they pass, they look like it, put it inside in an oven, push the plate somewhere. By the time they pass again, the second time, say, oh, but where one bin, I will see one bin. They will load their nylon bags. Human beings are very difficult. Somebody was telling me that it is easier to direct cows than human beings. Before the cow is going to a wrong place, just give a pat, it will just turn. It's not human being, no. You have his own idea. Take care of your parents when they are alive. God bless you. As it's a challenge to you that have parents. Mother's Day gifts. The mothers should collect their Mother's Day gifts. Why are brothers not clapping? Why are brothers not clapping? Brothers, why are you not clapping? God bless you. We should all clap. Amen. God doesn't make mistake. Who created the male and female? And he warned us, don't make your wife a doormat. He said, daughter of God. The same grace that saved you is the same grace that saved her. Amen. God bless you. In the king's office, you collect your gift immediately after the service. We only have 15 minutes for that. God bless you. Don't worry, once they start, until they finish, they will stop it. Once they start, they will finish. Just line up. God bless you. When you receive your gift, don't forget me. Okay, we come to generator. Say, this is to remind the brethren of the need for the church to purchase a new generator. So far, 340,000 has been contributed out of the 800,000. 2023 conversion has been fixed on the 10th of August, which is Amen. On the 10th of August, which is Thursday, to Monday departure. The same venue in Lee City University. Praise God. Amen. All right. This one, he said, Lilia and Ayo have snacks for everyone after the service. God bless you, Sister Lilia. Say about the unity of the brethren. I don't believe it's scattering. That's not the nature of our God. Our God unites. Amen. He unites his children together. Oh man, that is why whenever you hear Brother Abraham lashing against denominations, he said, I'm not talking against the people there, but against the system. You know? He said, half of the people, all of us are supposed to be one. But it's the system that separates the people. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. So our precious brother that is holding me to the one, if you were here in Sunday school, because I know it's not everybody that is here now that was in Sunday school lesson this morning. The brother is from Iwaya, that is in Lagos, and he's the pastor of that assembly, and he has come to fellowship with us. So his name is Brother Oluwaseyi Moses. God bless you, my brother. How many of us still remember Brother Moses? During Frisbee era. That fair sister, I forgot her name now. I was trying to tell my wife. The sister was was very outstanding among us. She was the fairest. Everybody knows her. I mean your mom. You know, you see her, you see him fair. It's not even as fair as the mom. Even with the age of the mom is still fair like that. So we know each other for long, long, long ago. So we are so grateful to have our precious brother with us this morning. He'll be taking he has taken some of the school. He's going to take this morning service and he's going to take the afternoon stroke evening service. God bless you, Moses.
God bless you, church. I must say that I love you people. Something happened to me the moment I stepped into the auditorium. It was as if I was setting the mood. So that speaks of the serenity of this environment. So, no, I say that from my heart. Sincerely, that happened. So I just want to encourage that we continue with the freedom of the Spirit, which I felt when I stepped into this auditorium. You know, it's the people that bring the Spirit. See, when we have wrong people congregate in a place, so all you'll be having there will be wrong, wrong, and wrong, and wrong, and wrong, sin and everything. But if all of us, we are holy and righteous, and then we have the Holy Spirit and we assemble ourselves for a fellowship, we'll all set the altar on fire, you know, for the move of the Holy Spirit. So I want to bring greetings from the church and the family. And I also want to appreciate the pastor and the minister for accepting my visit. And also I will extend that appreciation to the church as well. If you have not accepted me, I think I won't be here. And I wouldn't want to take it for granted. Every opportunity I have to stand at somebody else's pulpit, I see it as a privilege, not a right. So thank you so much for the acceptance. Amen. Before I proceed, probably this is going to help somebody. I know that it's going to help you. I think the only person I have shared this with is Pastor sometimes ago, the healing I received at the convention. So I'm going to, how many is waiting to hear it? Amen. Is that Sister Anna? God bless you. All right. I have actually promised, I made a promise to myself that any pulpit I step, I must share it. Because to me, that was remarkable. And that tells me and establish it more to me that God heals. How many believe that God heals? And I want to break your doubt and unbelief by this testimony. No matter how difficult or how strong, how terrible the sickness may be, our God is more than able. I say our God is more than able. Okay, before I say that, let me say this. You might want to say that, okay, it's only sickness. If it is sickness, God can take care of that, but he has not raised the dead. I say God can raise the dead. My mother that the pastor was speaking about died, not fainted. Died. That was 2008, 2009, if I'm not mistaken. She was really sick then, and she was at some point semi-conscious. I came into Lagos then, and I met her that she was really sick. So we just trivialized her condition then. I think the following day that I got back home, the sickness, you know, went worse. And then that evening, She just told me that she was going inside to rest. And she went inside. So after 10 minutes, I said, let me go check on her. I went to her room. I didn't see her there. So I was wondering where she was. I searched all the rooms. Eventually, I met her in my bed. There convulsing. Ah! Sincerely, at that point, I was so disturbed. I didn't know whether I should rush at her or what I should do. I just ran straight to the gate. You know, in a state of emergency, sometimes you don't know what to do. I ran straight to the gate. It was when I got to the gate, I said, but where am I going? I went back. I was just looking at her. She was convulsing and she was just losing her breath. She was going like that. I was praying. I was shouting. I was just calling her name. Nobody was there to assist me. I tried to pick my phone to call my brother, my younger brother, for them to start coming. Eventually, I succeeded after several times that the phone dropped. To cut the whole story short, she just went like that. As a trained first aider, I'm a trainer with the Nigerian Red Cross. I did all I could. I did CPR. I became so tired. Eventually, she died, and then I felt for pulse. The carotid pressure point was not there. I knew that she was gone. So she was just there raising line. So I called my brother, my younger brother, so they both came. I said, she's gone. There's no life. As a trained first aider, you are not supposed to say that. But because I know what it is, there was no life. My brother just said that, no, we are not going to take her to mortuary. Let's pray. This happened around 5 o'clock in the evening. My grandmother was still alive then. As at the point that there was commotion in the house, my grandmother said, tell her to get up now. I said, Mama, I will tell her. My grandmother was also going down. So I was in between two opinions. I was managing the dead and the living. Who was almost dying. So I just have to hold her this way. I was eating Mama's chest. Mama, she's not dead. She's, I just pray that you don't experience it. So eventually, she jerked back to her consciousness and she was, tell her to get. I said, I will tell her. Mama, just be strong. So we were there. My brothers came and we just have to encourage Mama that she will leave. Don't worry, let us pray anyhow. So we started praying from 5 o'clock in the evening. 5:30, nothing happened. 6 o'clock, nothing happened. 7 o'clock, nothing happened. 7:30, nothing happened. 8 o'clock, nothing happened. So that's the variance of how many hours? 3 hours. So nobody dies for three, nobody faints for 3 hours. If you have nurses here and doctors, they will tell you that once your heart stops, beating, if there must be any help at all, that person needs just between 4 to 6 minutes. For you to do your CPR to restore him or her. So this wasn't the case that probably she fainted. She actually died. I prayed for 15 minutes, but as if I have prayed for 2 hours. It was such a prayer of desperation. So when you pray such a prayer, after 10 minutes you are tired. Because you are in the mood for God to do something anyhow. So you just pray and pray, God. But such prayers sometimes are not what brings the dead back to life. It's not by when you want to be forceful about your request. God, do this one. God, see I'm sweating. God doesn't have to see your sweats before he performs wonders. But do you know what did it? After 3 hours. So, we have done all what we could, and she was still there, lifeless. We just said, okay, we cannot, because we've said all the prayers, We've spoken all the English and Yorubas and everything, nothing happened. We just said, let us sing. Only believe, all things are possible. See, when you sing that song, you must sing it with revelation. Anything anything can happen under the anointing of that song. So we just kept on singing, fear no little flock. Only believe, only believe. We sang and sang. I think after like about 10 to 15 minutes, I was singing the song. I knelt down and facing the wall. I was just singing because I've lost all my strength. Suddenly, say suddenly, I heard the voice of my mother like a child was just learning how to talk. And she was singing the same song. She came back to life. And ever since that time till now, she's still very strong. Serving the Lord. Only believe all things are possible. You know, sometimes or most times it is our head that is our problem. No matter how God tries to extend the miracle, don't worry, just wait. For those who can wait upon the Lord, shall it what? Renew their strength. She's still alive. Amen. So this happened the past convention. Before that August, for more than 6 months, I was feeling a pain in my throat. And I was coughing so strong. That cough increased that I couldn't preach. When I tried to preach, it worries me a lot. And then the pain also increased that after preaching on a Sunday or Wednesday, it will look as if my throat was going to fall off. And this Sunday was the last time. And I became, and that was about after 8 months. And I was quailing. I said, what could this be? I don't know what was wrong with me. So that was what took me. Okay, before I came to the convention, I went to the hospital to actually investigate and examine what the problem could be. So after superficial examination, the doctor told me, young man, we don't really know what is wrong with your throat, but we perceive this and that. They never mention anything. And they said, what is your occupation? I told them my occupation, and I also told them I'm a preacher. I say, with what we are seeing, you don't have to talk again. You don't have to preach again. You don't have to just, even if you must say something, just gesticulate or talk, just say very soft. Ah. Right on that spot, I began to think. I said, so I will not go back to church and sit. For how long will I be sitting for my voice to be restored? So when they asked me, I say, I have an issue with my voice. Somebody else should take over. I became angry. So I said it to myself. I said, doctors, you have said your own. As I'm going, I will stress this voice more. I will preach and preach and preach and preach. I don't care what's going to happen. So I was so intentional about it. I was not allowing anybody to preach. I was doing the whole preaching myself. Because I wanted to see the end of this, of the old drama. Whether I'm going to lose my voice or not. Let me see. Sincerely, it wasn't easy. After preaching like that, I will have to use paracetamol, painkiller, and things like that. I mean, you know, sometimes on Sunday for second service, I'll be trusting God for evening service. I'll go back again. When I start preaching, I'll forget about the pain. After preaching, the pain will come back. And that was how I continued on the convention. I got to about a convention then, on a Friday. And I said, Lord, you just have to heal me. I've been on this thing now for almost a year. I don't know what it is, but you just have to heal me. That Friday night, I had a dream. I saw myself in that little city auditorium. I was standing right before the pulpit. And it was our precious brother Dele I saw on the pulpit in that dream. He was not in his regular attire. He was just wearing something like a polo and a jeans or something like that. And he was holding the mic. So I stood before him. I know that wasn't him. That was God Almighty in human flesh. So I stood before him and I said, I don't know what is wrong with me. I've been feeling these pains now for a long time. And I want to recover from this pain. I don't know what the problem is. So he was just looking at me. So he allowed me to end my conversation. And he said, that thing in your throat is cancer. Don't say it wasn't doctor that told me. Forget about doctor. They actually fixed the date for me. They said the consultant doesn't come on a daily basis. They have to fix a date that I will come. I said, I don't have to see this consultant. Before I see this consultant, I want God to hear me. So I didn't go to see the consultant. Not because I was expecting their call, but they never called. So when he told me that thing in your throat was cancer, then he began to pray. He was praying. Then I opened my eyes. I said, what? So I just came to what I saw. So I didn't know how God was going to do it, but I kept on faithing it. I kept on having the faith that I was healed. And sincerely, by the time we were leaving that convention, the pains were still there. So I never looked at the pains. If I tell you that I didn't know when the pains went. One day, I just tried to talk. I did not see it again. I did not experience it. Our God heals. Our God delivers. So what is it that God cannot do? What is it that Jehovah God cannot do? If you believe Him, receive it. That was why the angel, God Himself, the angel came right from the presence of God. He said, I was sent from the presence of God to tell you the mystery about your life. And that wasn't the whole thing. He said, not even cancer. That promise is for you. To as many that can believe it. God have to intentionally, by His divine program, delay Abraham to come this our time. Because this is the cancerous age. The greatest threat to man is cancer. Is that correct? And God has prepared a man whom God knows that is the only one that can combat that demon. And when God took that man away, He never took His grace. He never took the anointing. But Abraham told us that when Jesus died and resurrected, He went up into glory. He actually promised to come back, but He didn't come back in His corporal body. He came back in the form of the Spirit. But Abraham said that Spirit has returned back upon the church to perform as many miracles that your heart desires. Are you following me? That is the God we serve. And I'm happy to be sharing this in your midst. Our God saves. Our God heals. Our God delivers. I'm so happy. God bless you. So thank you for your acceptance. Don't worry. Don't say the man has not started. I'm a man of few words. So permit me for my few words, then we'll close. How many is waiting upon the Lord? I am dying, O Lord. I have heard that voice. And it told the love to me. I long to rise of it, be closer, draw me nearer, oh nearer, bless the Lord. To the cross where thou art, draw me nearer, oh grant us heavenly Father, oh nearer, bless the Lord, oh to the precious bleed his son. As I'm standing here, I have no doubt. I can feel the move of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here in the building. God bless you. Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. God help me. Where do I start from? From verse 1. Roger, please, can you help me read? Verse 1.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 1. And in the year, the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep broke from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers, the sorcerers and the chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the chaldeans to the king in Sirach, O king, live forever. Tell thy servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye will gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree of you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can shew me the interpretation thereof. The chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can shew the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord nor ruler that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or chidden. And it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain.
God bless you. Let's just speak to the author of the word. Oh, great eternal God, I'm just a man. I'm so little, oh God. Thank you for the Queen of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your anointing upon the people. Thank you for your anointed word. Heavenly Father, we have read from your word, Lord. Speak to our dear hearts, Lord. Encourage us this morning, oh God. Say something that will improve us, Lord. Say something that will increase our faith more. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. You foul spirit, I cast you out of this place. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Have your seat. God bless you. I want to speak to us in a short while on the topic I call the defilement of the belief of the Chaldeans. The defilement of the belief of the Chaldean. The book of Daniel was the book that like ushered in the move of God among the Gentiles. And God started this dispensation in the era of Daniel supernaturally. When God comes with the supernatural, God always comes with an intention for two things. God comes to deliver his children and to make them stronger for him. The second reason is that God brings judgment upon the enemies. Who are the enemies? Those who are not in line with the word of God. Those who do not believe God, they are against God. Amen? So God is always intentional about his programs. And when it was time for God to start dealing with the Gentiles, you know, every time that God speaks, God doesn't speak to the general just like that. God uses a man. He speaks to the man, and from the man, he speaks to the people. Is that correct? Before King Nebuchadnezzar came, I have to make this background so that you can understand the position of where we are just read. There were kings like Manasseh. There were kings like Joachim in Jerusalem, in Israel. Are you following me? Nebuchadnezzar was the king in Babylon. But when God was dealing with his people in their homeland, don't forget that already they had a king because they never wanted the leadership of God through a prophet. And as a result, God gave them a king to rule over them. So all these kings, they were coming. At some point, they were deviating from the instructions of God. And each time they do that, God will not spare them. That's why in Daniel chapter 1, take us there. Give us Daniel chapter 1. So that we can, for us to really understand what I'm talking about. In the third year of the reign of Joachim, the king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. God was about to start his move among the Gentiles. But Abraham told us that God always deals with the Gentiles by the Gentile prophet. He deals with the Jews by the what? The Jewish prophet. Because the Jews will never believe or accept any other prophet but their own. God can start his move by using a Jew and then he hands over to a Gentile. I hope you understand. That was why likes of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, not only them were taken into Babylon, all the Jews, they were taken in captive and they were taken to Babylon. But among all of them, these four stood out. Among these four, God singled out only Daniel as the dispensational prophet. Because God was about to start dealing with the Gentiles, God had to select a prophet. Daniel was a prophet. Because the words of the Lord always come to the prophet and the prophet alone. Because it takes the prophet to be able to handle the word of the Lord and to deliver it outrightly. When God have a positive intention, he might start it on the negative. And you will know. This verse looks as if God has failed. Take me to, don't leave it. I think, go back to verse 1. But God cannot fail. What will make a Gentile king, an unbeliever, overcome a child of God? That was like, what happened? Because originally God had a covenant with Abraham. He said, and thy seed shall possess the gate of their what? But what happened here, friends? What will make a king, a Babylonian king, invade the camp of God's children and took them away in captivity? When God speaks, he speaks specifically. And when God is fulfilling a part of his word, he might use one part to be fulfilling it. When God is about to fulfill a specific aspect of his promises, he might use one part to fulfill it. And if you are not careful about it, you say, but God, why are you behaving anyhow? But God, you said that the seed of Abraham will always overcome. So, humanly speaking, Nebuchadnezzar shouldn't have what? Besieged and overcome. Is that correct? Has the word of God failed? No. There's one thing that will make the word of God look as if it has no effect in the life of his children. At every time, 100% the word of God is effective. Did you hear that? The word of God is what? It's effective. Okay. Give me this quote. Set his word in motion. It just came to mind now. Let's reflect on that. And then I come back to this. God cannot fail. His words are yea and amen. Nebuchadnezzar came, the king of Babylon, and besieged Jerusalem. It was during the reign of King Joachim. And took them away, and God was watching. God did not even release angels from heaven to go and fight for them. But when Jeremiah was there, Jeremiah already prophesied. Because of the sin of the people, he said, one day, Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. Are you aware that God called Nebuchadnezzar his servant? He said, Nebuchadnezzar, my what? So when they call you the servant of God, know the kind of servant of God you are. Satan is also a servant. And God is using him. See, how can God use Satan? He is using him. For nations shall rise against what? Who is going to do it? Was it Satan that said it? No, God said it. But Satan must do it by God's commandment. So God is using Satan. It's a tool in the hands of what? Of God. But Abraham said, go to the starting of it. Are you with me, church? God has set all his laws to serve him. If you believe that, say amen. Both natural and spiritual, working according to his word, regardless of the condition. whether you believe or not, the word of God is working. Whether you serve him or not, the word of God is there. It's in motion. Regardless of the condition. But Abraham said, I love that. I had a scripture here on that. Yes, sir. God set all of his laws in motion. Think of it. Let it soak in now. Because we are coming to the healing service, so that's all. The word of God is not like the law of motion. It said that if you don't push an object, it does not what? That is not. Since God started speaking in Genesis, he set his laws in order. And for these laws to work effectively, the laws need the word of God. So the word of God is the driving force for the sun to continue doing its work. Are you following? For the moon to persistently do its work. For the oceans to remain where they are. For the famine to be there. For the birds to fly in the sky. The birds are flying by the words and the laws of God. Haven't you think of it? What keeps the bird in the air? What? Can you research it? Have they found out? What power? It is the spoken word of God. They spoke ever since God spoke and erected the frames of the earth, it has never collapsed. And if the earth is going to collapse, it will be by God's word. Oh, friends. No amount of equipment or ammunition or guns or what do they call it that can collapse this earth except the word of God. As a matter of fact, Abraham said that it is man's invention that will destroy man. So it is God inspiring man to do more bombs, atomic bombs, the ones in form of ship and auto ballistic, call them their names. It is God what? Inspiring man. Are you following, friends? So man must position those equipment and instrument there. And as God's voice comes forth, man will just press the button. And there will be total commotion. Why haven't they pressed the button? Is it that they are not willing? What do you think is responsible? The word of God. Man cannot act otherwise except God speaks. If there's going to be a funny law or constitution in Nigeria, see, God causes everything. What took Joseph and Mary to where? To Bethlehem. Was it not a law? Because where they were initially, she must not deliver there. So God must inspire those leaders anyhow. So sometimes some of these laws, it is God working. And you say, oh, they are too tough on us. Don't worry. Behind the tunnel is a light. If only we can be so careful, be very relaxed when anything happens. See, we can always see through the other side. Are you following, friends? The laws of God, the word of God controls the universe. So God allowed King Nebuchadnezzar to besiege Jerusalem. I do not have time. I have read so many things for you. Because of sin. God said that because of the sin of Manasseh, because he caused the children of Israel to serve strange God, he fell the altar of God and he erected strange altars and caused the children of God to go into abomination, idol worship. And the Bible said that God will never pardon. God was seeing everything and he was watching. He allowed their cup to be full. Then he spoke through the mouth of Jeremiah. When he said it, it never happened then until the time of Nebuchadnezzar. After 3 years of Joachim, that Jerusalem was besieged and they were taken to Babylon. Daniel was also in Babylon. Then God started his work. See how God works? Sometimes God might be telling you, leave so so place, go to a certain place. You say, I like this place. When you are not a territorial demon, it is demons that do not want to move. Demons don't like relocation. I hope you are aware. They beg Jesus Christ, and the demons in the manac of Gadara, don't send us out of this place. They say, we like this country. They prayed and Jesus answered their prayers. So God answers all prayers. Don't find it hard to believe that. God answers all prayers. You see, person won't go say, God, give me man today, prostitute. Help me make I sell today. She's calling God. He said, for battling. And God will answer. He answered the maniac of what? The demons in the maniac of Gadara. Don't send us out of this place. We love this country. And Jesus said, okay, what do you want? They even told him what they wanted. If God can grant the request of demons, how much more you? See how you shortchange yourself. Demons, they know their rights. To make a request, they know that God will grant it. You don't want to say amen? That is the word of God. And you, sons and daughters of God, you don't know your right? That God can grant your request more and more and in abundance. That is who you are. Take lesson from the demons in the maniac of Gadara. So when God speaks, it is not everybody that will relocate to Canada. It's not everybody that will relocate to US. If God does not want you, go. Don't force yourself. If he wants you, go. He will make a way. Be that you struggling. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make. How many believe that? Oh, he will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. Oh yes, with love and strength for each new day. That is what it takes. He will make a way without struggling. He will make. Don't force yourself into actions. I want it to happen anyhow. I want it to happen. Don't worry. You can't do it. Every good thing comes from here. Comes from above. Say, I won't force myself. I will let God have his way. Say it confidently. I will let God have his way. So God dislocated Daniel. Not only Daniel, but God's intention was for Daniel. Because of one man, God had to cause trouble on a nation. Just because God wanted to. God could have told Daniel, Daniel, arise, go to Babylon, isn't it? But sometimes Olorun fi okokan pẹyẹ meji. God wanted to deal with the Babylonians. So when God allows tests, trials, tribulation to come our way, it happens for two reasons. One, it is God testing your faith. God tests the faith of his children. When God told Abraham, leave your family, leave your kingdom, and go to a place that he had no clue. Abraham didn't know where he was going. He just heard God's voice and he obeyed and kept on going. They must have asked him, Father Abraham, where are you? He said, I don't know. Probably when he got outside, he said, which bus terminal should I go? Is it Owerri terminal or Ogbomosho or where or Ibadan? Where should I? God just said, keep going. And he kept on going. He was just going. Until when God got to Cana, God said, stop here. He knows the way. He knows where he wanted him to what? To preach. God says, stop here. He said, this land, I will give your seed. And God kept that promise. Even when famine took Jacob and his 12 sons out of that land, God returned them back to Canaan. Full restoration. That's redemption. Why? Because the words of God cannot fail. God keeps his word. God was testing his faith. Until one day God said, take your son, thy only son. God was conscious of the fact that it was only that boy. I know what I'm saying. Ishmael was there. But God said, your only son. Because God does not share birthright with anybody. God singles a particular person and gives him the birthright. It does not matter your position. Are you getting it? But Ishmael first came. That was Ishmael. He was not in the picture because he didn't come the right way. Whatsoever you get in the wrong way, God does not reckon with it. When your achievement comes by trust in the Lord, God stands by it. God remembers it. Are you following, friends? He took his only son, the taste of God. Sometimes it's not sweet, but for those who can endure it, there is a glory. Did you hear me? For those who can patiently wait, there is an honor. Abraham took Isaac, packed all the woods, packed everything, and God knew. See, the Bible said Abraham was to use Isaac as what? Burnt offering. Let me make you understand what a burnt offering is. Burnt offering means leave nothing except what? Ashes. You see how that connects to what we're talking the money? The head, the fat, the inward, and the legs must be burnt to what? Ashes. That is how you must burn all those things that interrupt the program of God in your life. Total surrender. Say, Lord, I am burning them on your altar. So God understood his instruction to his prophet. Use him as a burnt sacrifice. So Abraham knew that he was going to consume Isaac totally. But he was not moved. You know what Abraham was watching? He said, in this boy, oh hallelujah, in this Isaac, God retains and maintains his promise with Isaac. And he knows that God cannot fail. He is going to be father of all nations. In this Isaac, there are a lot of promises. Apostle Paul was telling us in Hebrew. He said God was more than able. He said Abraham knew that I got this boy in my old age. Even if I consume this boy, I destroy him, God is more than able to raise him up. God can speak to him. Abraham, speak to this dry bone. And he will speak. In his ashes condition, he will come back to life. That was the faith of Abraham. And God was using that scenario to explain many things to Abraham, which we are learning from now. When Abraham set the altar to actually slaughter him, God said, hang the hand. Hang the hand. Look where? Behind you. God didn't say look ahead. He said the atonement is a past tense. Look behind you. I have provided a lamb. A lamb that is power, is strength, has been held. No wonder Jesus couldn't do anything on the cross. He said, Father, why have you all forsaken me? God took all his power. It wasn't easy for Jesus to die. Jesus was 100% man and God. And for Jesus to have died, God needed to take that spirit out of him. The God part, God had to separate it. If not, Jesus wouldn't die. He has to cry, why have you forsaken? The spirit had left me. No man could have killed God now. When they came to him and said, he said, who are you looking for? What happened to them? When they wanted to kill him, the Bible said he blindfolded all of them. He just walked. Because the God part was still there. You want to handle God. He even performed the last minute miracle. At the point of arrest, he restored the hair. That was enough for them to believe him. That this is God's hand. But because they were not meant for salvation, God was showing atonement and redemption in the test of Abraham. What that suggests is that God brings revelation that takes us to higher height in faith in our troubles. That's where I'm going. Did you get that? When you have your troubles and challenges, don't worry. Look very well. There are revelations. But Abraham said that speaks of the coming Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that was to be what? Crucified. In the test of Abraham. May God be our help. The second reason why God allows Satan or enemies to invade our territory is to bring judgment. That's why Abraham said that if you face anything or you are facing anything, he says, stop! Think if your ways are right. And if you know that there's no issue, you are clean. Don't worry. Keep moving on. Keep fighting on. Because if you don't fight, there's no victory. There's no testimony to share. You must fight. Sure, I must fight. If I will increase my courage, Lord, that should be your song in your period of trial. Increase my courage. Increase my courage. Increase my faith. And you keep fighting. The moment you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are in service for fights. It's a time of fight. You fight demons. You know why you are scared of fighting? Because you don't have the Spirit. That's why you are scared of fighting. The Holy Ghost brings us into the promised land. And for us to achieve those promises, we must fight the Philistines, the Amalekites. Because if you don't fight, you cannot be possessor. Israelites, they fought to possess. Is that correct? You must fight. How many is ready to fight? You must fight. When you check your books and you are clean, don't worry, keep fighting. There's going to be a victory at the end. And when God is going to deal with a man, God himself will inspire Satan and enemies. Invade him. That is judgment. In such a situation, there's no mercy. To be total destruction. That was the case of Nebuchadnezzar. Not Nebuchadnezzar specifically, Babylon. Did you get that? Babylon. Because Nebuchadnezzar was as innocent as anything. When he later knew the God of Daniel, he worshipped. He said, nobody should serve any other God but the God of who? Of Daniel. He was an innocent man. But God was ready to bring judgment. Wherever the judgment meets, we serve him right. Did you hear that? Let the mercy of God always meet you. You can't stand the judgment of God. That's why you must live right. Wash your garment every day. Check yourself every day that you wake up. I am not happy because I am living. I will explain it. You know, when people see New Year, they come to you and say, Olu Eshe, Odun Tutu. Eleshe no, Odun Tutu. What are you saying? You should appreciate God because he is giving you a new year as an opportunity to serve him more. Don't serve him because of new year. Forget about that. So when you see a new year, it's a year of service. More attention to the things of God. It's not like Eshe. We are not denominations. We know the reason why we see New Year's. Yes, we do. Mama Yira, Olu Eshe, Olu Eshe, Olu Eshe, Olu Eshe, to the right and left. Why are you saying Olu Eshe? And this Olu Eshe, after the Olu Eshe, he or she goes back into his vomit. The purpose is that God, thank you because you are giving me another opportunity. In this new year, I'm going to serve you more. I want to be more dedicated. I will pay my tithe. It's not in my note. You don't say tithe again. I will pay what? My tithe. Don't delay your tithe. Let me quickly use it. God's money for business. I will pay it when I make profit. So you are turning tithe to capital. Tithe is not your capital. The moment it comes, remove it and what? Don't put it into a business for you to get more capital. You are endangering your life. Is that scripture? Do you believe that the same thing with me? Sure. The moment it comes, let it go. Trust God for capital. Don't use your tithe to start a business. Lord, if there's any need in the church, I want to be hot to it. Don't say, I want to lower the economy. Have you forgotten the widow's might? No matter how small it is, drop it. They want to buy a generator. If it is 500, you have 500 naira. Drop it. But Abraham told us about a young girl who was saving her money. And she brought it to Brother Abraham as a gift on his birthday. Saving. Let's teach these ones on how to do that. Not every money, it is sweet. Biscuit. No. Junior, this is money for sweet and biscuit. This money is for offering. Ask him. Confirm. If he actually gave his offering. If he does not, flog him very well. What I am today is the grace of God through my mother. My father is not a believer. The date. But my mother stood still that it must be the God of this Malachi for. When we were small, every night, my mother prays every night. I know what I'm talking. Even when she's dying, she's praying. Every night when we were small, once I feel Bible on my, I say, "Ejekin, you're soon now." That was what was coming to my head. Say, "Let us sleep." This woman. And there was something I always pick out of her prayer. Oluwama jekan omo iya omo Beliali. I always hear that every night. The prayer of a mother goes a long way. You think God doesn't hear? Don't worry, keep saying it every day. One day it will take effect. One day it will take effect. Before we leave the home or the house, my younger brother was so stubborn then. My mother will call two of us. Will beat us. Pah! Pah! What is the reason for this scolding? He will say, "This one I'm giving you is that we are going to church. You must not sleep and you must not play around." We did not do anything. The scolding, the beating was just a warning. And my younger brother, he doesn't know the song in the hymn book. He will always want to force his way. Give me. And I say, leave me this boy. I say, "Jesus, this boy, God." My mother will just turn. I know that we are in soup after service. It is not to kill your child when you are beating them. That's not what we are talking about. But train them to fear God. Train them to learn God. God is not something we just... God must be learned. We learn God. We know God by learning Him. If you don't learn God, you don't know Him. God bless you. I say God bless you. Let's come back to Babylon. 12 o'clock. Don't worry. I'll be finished before 12. I have to drive this story to where I am going. So God allowed Babylon to be besieged, not because he was wicked. God was trying to achieve something in the long run. And in chapter 2 that we read, Nebuchadnezzar that day had a terrible dream that kept him awake. He could not sleep. He said, "Tobo batisun, ko sento masun inu agbalai." Oh yeah, kere everywhere. Summon the magicians, the cardians, and the wise men. Let them come here. Sometimes when God brings a dream, there's this taboo and superstition that we carry. Ah, I had a dream and I've forgotten it. It's as if the enemy is trying to get me. I think you understand what I'm saying. And you want to force yourself to remember, don't worry. What you don't know, you don't know. If God wants you to know, He will reveal it. Don't let any dream bother you. I saw myself in the pool of blood, and so, that is not reality. That was just a mirage. The reality is that you shall live. So don't say that the prophet looks like Jesus in my dream. And he told me you are going to... I told you what? Whose report must we believe? Nebuchadnezzar said, nobody is going to sleep. He summoned all of them. And they all came. He said, I had a dream that took my sleep off me, and I'm having a headache now. But I need you, wise men, the cadence and the magician, to tell me my dream. He said, King, tell us the dream that you had, and then we will interpret it. See how God is more than man. God doesn't have to wait for anything to be said and then interpretation. God knows the secret of the heart. That was what was lacking then. And that was why God was introducing Daniel supernaturally. King, tell us the king's matter. And trust us, we are magicians. We are wise, we are cardians. The cardians were the wisest of all the Kedar. Tell us, and we will tell you what it was or what it is. King said, Abed Bonkoti Monsoni. I said, I can't remember again. I don't know what it was that I saw in my dream. Tell me. And they said, Abba. King, no king asked this kind of thing from the Chaldeans. So what they were trying to tell the king was that Chaldeans does not know the secret of the heart. But God doesn't work with Chaldeans. God works with prophets. You know the believer of the Chaldeans? Take us to that Daniel chapter 2, verse 11. Are you enjoying God? It is a real thing that the king requests, and there is none. That's a lie. They wanted to defy the program of God because God wants to dwell in human flesh. It is rare. And there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh. And this was the intention of God, to dwell in your flesh. So they were trying to say that it's not possible for God to dwell in human flesh. See, any God that we know the intent of the heart doesn't dwell in human flesh. Are you not getting it? And Brother Abraham told us that God wants to achieve three things. He wants to reveal himself to his church Are you in church this morning?
And by the revelation of whom God is, then God will have what? Preeminence. In his church. His church will possess God's or his indwelling. All that is God will be in his church. And we are God's tabernacle. We are carriers of the presence of God. We are carriers of deity. That is God dwelling in human flesh. They wanted to defy the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost was in perspective. And the belief of the Gentiles is that God doesn't dwell in human flesh. And Jesus said that I will be with you. And even what? In you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, King, it's not possible. Any man that does that must be a spirit or a God that doesn't dwell in human flesh. Daniel was there. He was part of the Chaldeans. Don't forget that he was trained in a Babylonian school. But he never took their training. He was there in the school. They wanted to change his tongue and make him speak like them. That is why you must not speak like the world. We don't speak the same language. We don't say japa. We don't say bese. You can't find that in the word of God. That is the Babylonian language. Don't speak it. Yes, we are in the world, but we are not of this world. Daniel was in Babylon, but he never took Babylonian knowledge. Do you believe the same thing with me? He never ate their food. He never drank he never took the king's portion. He never heard Babylonian food. Strange word. The word of God is freshly prepared. Every time that you need the word of God, you can get it fresh. Afresh. That's why Brother Abraham preached the sermon. The spiritual food in due what? In due season. You can't find it in Babylon. It's only retained among his people, among God's people. That's where you can find it. He never took their food. He never drank their wine, their inspiration. So we don't come here and start behaving like denomination. Push him, push him. Ha 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 ha. You are receiving now. Receiving now. Receive what? That's a strange wine. That's a strange anointing. Receive what? You don't have to scream to receive. In the name of Jesus, you can receive it. Even as I'm talking. You don't believe that. Receive what? Abraham said you don't have to push them. Just speak. How did Abraham do it? Just by small still voice. Demons were flying out. Cancers were picking rays. The crippled, they were receiving strength to walk. Just by simple prayer. Not by, aha, aha. You know, Satan always likes something rush. Something heavy. If it is not heavy, God is not there. If the preacher is not screaming, he's not preaching. Is that true? Pastor, if you are bringing preacher, bring preacher that will vibrate. Vibrate, what is it vibrating for? The world has passed the life of vibration like Nokia. There are phones. iPhone, does it vibrate like that? I don't use it. It doesn't vibrate like Nokia. Nokia can vibrate. If you are sleeping, it will wake you up. Those were then. Those days. God doesn't move like that. In simplicity, you can receive anything from God. In simplicity. What am I saying this for? Don't trivialize the presence of God. But Abraham said that messenger that came to deliver that message, he said, Jesus looked so simple to him. He could say, this is the Messiah. Forgive me, Lord, of all my sins. He never asked for pardon. And he could have received it. He never asked. Because Jesus was just a regular man. I believe that I dress more than Jesus Christ.
Abi.
See, Jesus. It took a man to identify him. That was how regular, insignificant he was, if I can use that word. They didn't know him. It took an insider to say, whoever I kiss is the one. Oh, help me, Lord. A simple life. As simple as anything. Whatsoever you have, live a simple life with it. Don't carry shoulder. There is no arrogance in heaven. Everything hangs here on earth. A big man before God is a simple man. In everything, you are simple naturally. You will be simple spiritually. You don't complicate spiritual matters. Spiritual matters are so simple. Because our God is not the God of what? Confusion. Say, Lord, help me to be simple. I think you are following me. It's not possible for God to dwell in human flesh. That's a taboo. That was against the program of God. And God had to defile it. The Bible said that Daniel went back into his house, called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they began to pray. They began to seek the face of God. When it matters most, go to God. When things are rough, don't run anywhere. Go to who? Go to who? The name of the Lord is a strong what? The righteous run into it, and they are saved. I was in a dream one day. I knew where the attack came from because I went for baptism one day and I saw a blind. I didn't know that she was blind. They allowed me to change. And then when I was going, I saw her, she was blind. And I asked the mama, the mother of that lady, and she narrated the story. I said, can I pray with her? I just said a simple prayer and I went away. Then they were Muslims. They are now in the church. So, I went away, but something kept troubling me that I should go back to that family. So I was going there to speak to them, to encourage them, and then they started coming to church. It was not easy for them to be converted. They were still trying other things. That was worsening the whole issue. Then one day, I took it upon myself to fast and pray for her. 3 days prayer and fasting. The third day, I had a dream. I saw a young lady came to me and was mentioning, he said, why are you praying for her? So it's you that want to deliver her, B? I will kill you. She kept on fighting. She fought me. I overpowered her in that dream. Then I saw another face in that same dream. I saw that some empty men, I couldn't count them. They were pursuing me. And this woman was leading. He said, you want to pray for her? Why are you praying for her? She was mentioning her name. But I was fearless. I got to a spot, a very high wall. I couldn't go anywhere. They were coming behind me. There was a barrier. Nowhere to go. I just faced them. I was fearless. While I was there, I was calling for the help of God. All of a sudden, host descended from heaven. Angels from heaven. And devoured all of them. I walk on their corpse like this in that dream. Then I open my eyes. I say, wow. Ah. I didn't know how to tell the family. I was careful. Then that it was on a Friday, breaking Saturday. That Saturday in the evening, the woman showed up. Ah. He said, Pastor, now we are going nowhere. We want to do baptism. I said, Mama, are you sure? He said, yes. We have tried all that we could and nothing has worked. In fact, it is getting worse. We want to serve Jesus now. Then I was open to tell them what I saw. I said, Mama, I saw this. I said, but a young lady was pursuing me and promised to kill me. She cannot kill me, oh. But the reason I'm telling you is because that person seemed to know about your matter. I describe what I saw, slim. I still have it in my brain. Fair in complexion. But I don't know how to date. I told her, Mama said, it's true, Pastor. You know the affair that I told you about. The affair came to my house and returned my 20,000 that he is no more interested in my case. I said, what happened? He said, the affair said, this same lady you described came to him in the dream and said that if you don't back off, I will kill you. He said, Allah Afar. He doesn't want to die. He said, Mama, take your 20,000. Take everything that I'm not doing again. I said, but I saw, he said, the Afar said that the lady was backing him in that dream. And the Afar was telling the lady that, don't let me see you. He said, you cannot see me. But I saw her face. That means, Kokorotunjafo, Idea follower. The lady knew that the Afar knows her very well. But me, I don't know her. So she did not reveal herself to the Afar. I said, Mama, Kokoro Tonjefo, Idea follower. This battle we must fight it together. Then after 2 days, I saw 4 empty policemen came to me in the dream. They held me down and cut off my head. While they cut off my head, I knew my head was off my neck, but I was still alive. It was on a Wednesday that I preached on the city of refuge. That Wednesday that I preached on the city of refuge. I was there. I couldn't move my hands and my legs, but I knew I was very much alive. They cut off my head and I was hearing what they were saying. They said, they were speaking Yoruba. One Yoti Kunsi is dead now. Let us see how he is going to wake up. But I was there. But by the grace of God, I can't tell you where that power came from. It's an inward strength. I just saw my head that was off my neck came back to my neck and I got up. Then they fled away. They said, how did he make it? How did he? Then I lifted my two hands up. I said, thank God for the city of refuge. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. There is safety in this message. Let me celebrate Malachi 4. Malachi 4 is a city of refuge to as many that can run into it. Don't go after all those strange prophets, all those prophetesses. They have no power. In this, you are just trivializing Malachi 4. This message that came from the pillar of fire. This message, the spoken word of God. Don't you know? It's God's spoken word. That is infallible. Ah. What is it that you want God to do for you? There is a city of refuge. Ah. How can I preach this thing more than this? Forget all those 21 days of fasting and prayer. With Babala Dura from Oki something. No man is powerful except God in a man. And there's power in this message. Power, power. Power packed. Power that moves mountain. Power that breaks through the tunnel. Oh my God. I feel like jumping, friends. Power that dissolves doubt and unbelief. Power that provides. Power that heals. Power that saves. Oh my God. The message is power packed to as many who can realize it and enjoy the benefit of Malachi 4. To enjoy the benefit of this message, it requires a righteousness. And if you don't have the righteousness, you can't enjoy it.
May God help us.
That's why God have to repeat the era of Daniel in our time. God who can look to a diseased person and say, "What? You have not told me anything, but this is your condition." The same thing that happened in the time of Daniel. The Bible said that God came to Daniel in a night vision. So he did not go to sleep before he received the interpretation. That's why Abraham will tell them the part of the dream that they didn't see. Do you know why? Because the Alpha must look exactly like the Omega. But Abraham said that God started the dispensation with the supernatural. Gentile dispensation with the supernatural, and is ending with the supernatural. See why it's the same thing, the first and the last. God is in this message. But Abraham can turn his back. I will be designing the thought of the people. He wasn't the one doing it. It was that spirit of Daniel. That spirit that was in Daniel. Who can speak the intent of the heart? King doesn't have to say it. The word of God is strong and powerful. It breaks into the marrow. Did you get that? It breaks into the eternal. That is why don't keep your sin. Because this is the era of revelation, of exposure. If you are hiding any sin, you better confess it before the Holy Spirit picks it. You'll be more embarrassed that time. It is more honorable when you confess your sin than you wait for yourself to be caught in the heart. Then it will look like a shame. I will now stand here now and say it. You know, by that time when you are talking, your mouth will not be stable, but you will say it anyhow. You will talk and you will tell us the way it started, how it happened, everything. Don't try to garnish it. You say it very well. That's what I used to tell them. You will say it very well. You say it very well. They will have told me, and if it's, I say, "Bro, you have not said this part. Say this part. This one is part of the story." No, there are people that justifies themselves. They are confessing. They are justifying their wrong deed. And not exactly, not that, you know, you are believing. This message, this is not the time for that. Say it exactly. So that others can learn and don't go that route. Amen? Let's leave that one. While I close. He said it's not possible for God to dwell in human flesh. And the intention of God is to dwell in human flesh. To have his preeminence as God Almighty. That was Pentecost in view. Because that was when God promised to actually descend on his people. And his people will receive him. The man will begin to harbor God. And will be carriers of God. See what the carriers wanted to define. But no matter how man tries to defy the word of God, the word of God has the power to break through. Nothing can stop the word of God. It will break through and go on to fulfillment. And on the day of Pentecost, the Bible said that the Holy Spirit descended. That was God Almighty. In the form of the Spirit to defy that statement. Descended like clover tongue. And sat. He was not hanging. The Bible said what? He sat. You know what it means to sit? If this is a chair, and they say, bro, sit down, and you do like this. Is this sitting? This is punishment. If you must sit, you sit. You are really having contact. So God had contact with man. God and man met. The Holy Ghost was not hanging. He sat. The Bible said he sat. You believe that? And when we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is perpetual. Once he sits, he doesn't get up. You receive him, you are sealed unto the day of what? Of redemption. That was the intention of God. And God fulfilled it. And to as many who can be available, God can still dwell in your flesh. God is more willing to give you his spirit than you want it. So every predestinated seed of God, God is always after them. You can't shame God when it is time for him to arrest you. He will arrest you. If he's still misbehaving, it's because the appointed time has not come. Go ask Paul. When the appointed time came, pillar of fire smote him. No wonder when Paul was talking about it in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and was talking about his encounters and things like that, he said, until now that the Son of God is revealed in what? In me. But Abraham said that the Son of God being revealed in us is by the baptism of the Holy Spirit sitting upon your soul. That is the altar of God. God wants to rest there perpetually. Friends, is it true that God doesn't dwell in human flesh? Is it true? That was for the Cardians. But we bless the name of the Lord. That we are God in human flesh. The moment we receive God, we became God. Do you know that? Are you aware? Do you know that when Jesus was birthed and he was walking from one place to another in Israel, do you know you were there? When Jesus fed 5,000, you were there. I was there. When Jesus opened the eyes of the blind, I was there. Every believer, we were there. Because we were his genes. He was carrying us up and down. No wonder Apostle Paul said that as soon as Jesus went down in death, all of us, we went down with him. Oh. So, you want to say that you only died, you did not perform miracle. I was there. I was in him when he cast out the demons in the manna of Gadara. That is why, now that I'm being expressed, it's not going to be difficult. Because I have done it already. Oh man. I have done it before. And the Bible said that when he resurrected, I was not born there. But my Bible told me that I raised up with him. Do you know why you are going to go in the rapture? Because when Jesus was ascending, you were in him. So when you became manifested in time, you must experience rapture. Because you have experienced it before. How can I say it more than this, friends? You have experienced it before. Let's pray. You have experienced it before. That is God in human flesh. That is what God wants to achieve. Oh my God. Oh, my rest is complete. Oh, my rest is complete. Oh, while I sit at your feet, sweet spirit, sweet Paul.
for my soul. Oh, my rest is complete. Oh, while I sit at your feet. Oh, sweet spirit, sweet hope for my soul. You shall be light in the evening time, the path to glory you will surely find. Through the world away, it is a light today buried in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Oh, young and old, repent, repent, repent of all your sins. Then, and the Holy Ghost will surely enter in. I mean right now, right now. The evening light is here. It is the fact that God and Christ are one. That is the intention of God for you. He wants to dwell in your flesh. Give him the right of way. Don't let anything defile it. The Holy Ghost is here right now to as many that are open up to receive him. Never you believe the don't take the understanding of the Chaldeans. It is not true that God doesn't dwell in human flesh. God does dwell in human flesh. The Holy Ghost is right there beside you. He wants to possess you and make you God so that you can be fully restored back to your God's given ground, hidden. It shall be light, oh, in the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find. Through the water way, it is a light today buried in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, young and old, who repent of all your sins, and the Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening light is here. The evening light is right here. I see the evening light is here. It is the fact that God and man are one. It is a Bible truth that God and man are one. Jesus said that we may be one, united. God as man and man has come to unite by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is the dynamics. That is how the rapturing faith comes. That is what prepares you for your lifting, for your flying away. Whether you like it or not, one of these days we are going to fly away out of this wicked world. We say bye-bye to APC. We say bye-bye to PDP. We say bye-bye to Nigerian politics. We say bye-bye to NEPA, bad road, nonsense civilization. We fly up in the sky. We meet our husband, our Joseph, Jesus Christ in the sky. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it is the fact that God and man, one. Oh yes, it is the fact that God and man are one. Oh Holy Spirit, we are here to defy the belief of the Chaldeans. You dwell in human flesh, Lord. When you fall upon man, you bring salvation. You bring bodily healing.
Oh God, you're making possibility possible. It is the fact that God and Christ are one. Say, Lord, make me worship unto you. Make me a true worship, a true sacrifice, Lord. I surrender myself, Heavenly Father. I want to be an acceptable sacrifice that my worship may be reasonable. Say, Lord, receive me. I am upon your altar. Let your fire descend and burn me to ashes, so that every dry bone can live again. Receive this living sacrifice. I am your worship. Lord, receive me, Lord. Oh, I am your sacrifice. Oh, I am your worship. Accept, Lord. Oh, my living sacrifice, Lord. Oh, I am your worship. Until you are accepted as a sacrifice, your service is not reasonable. Don't do it in vain. Lord, pass through the audience. Let there be a miracle, Heavenly Father. May the entrance of God's word begin to break every fetter. Begin to cast out every fear and doubt, every unbelief, every satanic shackle that is binding these people, Heavenly Father. For he that the Son of Man is set free is free indeed. It's a time of deliverance. It's a time of liberation. It's a time of liberty, oh God. We have been set free. We have been set free. May they begin to experience your freedom. May they begin to experience the liberty that the Holy Spirit offers. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care what it is, oh God. Oh Heavenly Father. Be merciful, oh God. Oh Lord. Help the faith of your people, oh God. Those who are weak, may you strengthen them, Lord. Those that their knees are so weak in prayers, oh God, may you strengthen them, Father. Those that cannot fast and pray, oh God, energize them from heaven above. Those that their faith are so little, their faith is so little, oh God, increase their faith like the disciples cried. Increase our faith, Lord. Oh Heavenly Father, faith that moves mountain, faith that breaks every yoke, faith, oh God, that knows no answer, no, that takes no for an answer. It's a faith of yes, yes, and yes, and yes, and yes every time. That is the faith that we want. Oh God. Oh Father. Oh, that great mercy shall now his end. That sympathize in Jesus, his peace that draw be hard to share. Oh, sweetest name, sweetest note is here, our son. Sweetest name on mortal tongue, Lord. Oh, sweetest ever sound. Oh, Jesus blessed ye. Oh, God, will you show mercy? Let your mercy pass by. Like Moses said, he said, I won't move an inch. Let me see your glory. We are in that position, Heavenly Father. Can your mercy pass by, Lord? Oh, Heavenly Father. Let your mercy pass by. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. I bless you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for a time like this. Thank you for this great opportunity given to us to recognize our day and its message in the midst of strange voices everywhere. Your grace has made it possible for us to recognize the man that said, I am the voice of God to you. Thank you for the instructions you gave to him to store the message. You said, the bride, we have need of it. He also taught us that it is in that message that is where lays rapturous faith. Though there are denominations that call themselves apostolic faith, we know very well by the teaching of the scriptures, by your prophet, that you cannot have apostolic faith without apostolic teachings. We just want to thank you for the table that you have prepared. Thank you because we have found ourselves to be part of your chosen ones that you have invited to come and dine. Thank you for a portion of it in the Sunday school. Thank you for another portion this morning through this afternoon. We are waiting for 1 hour again, afternoon through evening, finally before we go back home. Lord, our prayers is that we don't want to be forgetful hearers. We don't want to be hearers and not the doers of your word. Father, your children, many of them are on the altar. There is no doubt that one thing or the other they have need of that have brought them here. They have not come to the preacher because the preacher does not have what they need. You are the one that have what they need. You are the one that know what they need. Whatever they are asking for, Heavenly Father, you have manifested yourself apart from the teachings of the Bible and the manifestation of the Bible that we have seen. You have manifested it in our day that you know the thoughts of the heart. Whatsoever might be the needs in the lives of your children that brought them forward, Father God, may you minister unto them in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are asking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord, it can only come from you, for you are the baptizer. May you fill them, O God. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. Whatsoever it is, whether they are asking for themselves, for more of God, or baptism of the Holy Ghost, or healing, or deliverances, or for a loved one, or for the children, whatsoever thou knowest, O God, and you are the God that answers prayers. He said, everyone that asketh, receive it. As they are asking, may they receive, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. As they are seeking your face, may they find you, O God. As they are knocking, may you open the door for them, O God. Thank you, our Father. Right in the audience and everyone inside this auditorium, you know us better than we know ourselves. Our Master and our God, we bring ourselves before the throne of mercy through the blood that was shed at Calvary. Heavenly Father, that is why we don't celebrate Easter once in a year. Lord, we celebrate Easter every day because resurrection has become part and parcel of our lives. Father, we are praying at this hour. Have it be privileged to sit down and hear your word minister unto us for this period of time. Lord, we come before you. We present ourselves before you. Whatsoever our needs might be it physical, be it material, be it financial, be it spiritual, thou knowest, O God. While you are asking the prayers of your people, do not pass any of us by. Meet us at the point of our needs. Answer our prayers, O God. May this request and the prayers, may it turn to testimonies, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. You are the only God that can save.
You are the only God that can deliver. You are the only one that can heal. You are the only one that can meet the needs of all your people. Father, we thank you. We all commit ourselves unto you. Do with us as it seemeth good in your sight. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, O God. We have been made to know that whatsoever we are asking God, we must ask in faith. We must ask believing. Father, as your children leave the altar, may they keep on believing, Lord. Until the manifestation of the answers, oh God, to their request, may they not stop believing, Lord. Every suggestion of the devil, cause them to overcome, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Bless and replenish your servant you use. Lift all the honor of his ministry and that of others. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the praises. Take all the adoration. Take all the worship, Lord. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you, church. Thank you for coming to church. Brother Abraham said, you can miss work. He said, but don't miss church. The other time I was saying something, I said, to miss work in America, miss means to miss your pay for that day. What he's saying is that you can miss your pay, but don't miss coming to church. Because you never can tell where you are appointed, when God's appointed time for you will come. The woman of Samaria that was let loose by the parents when she was young, and she became like that, jumping on every man, is an evil spirit. And yet, the seed of God was resident in that woman. But there was an appointed time for God to meet with her. And that is why the Bible says Jesus was to pass through Samaria. There was a need for him to pass through. He has to sit there for that purpose. He said his disciples, go and buy things. He sat there, was waiting for her. Because that was the appointed time. May your appointed time never pass you. Because sometimes, even with flimsy excuses, we don't come to church. You never can tell what God is going to do for you that day you are missing church. May God help us. I say, may God help us. You remember on the day of Pentecost, after all that happened, there was a question that people asked. Men and brethren, what shall we do? The prophet told us the question was that, what shall we do in order to be saved? He said that was the question. And the answer was that repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you, Jews, to your children, Jews, to as many as the Lord our God shall call. It is a promise of God that after we have repented of our sins, many people will say, some people will justify themselves by saying, I don't have sin. I don't quarrel with people. I don't smoke. I don't drink. Are you making God a liar? When the Bible says, is sin, did your mother conceive you? It is not what you do that make you a sinner. You were born a sinner. This man and woman married, giving birth to children, wasn't the perfect will of God. It was a permissive will. That is why God said you must be born again. If that was the original way of giving birth, according to the program and plan of God, there would have been no need for second birth. And the Bible says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And we're all born in sin, shaping iniquity, came to the world, speaking lies. Until you are regenerated, until you are born again by the Spirit of God, you can never even understand the things of God. Oda bi afoju to lo sile cinema. Eyin o bare ma fi pe ta foju ba lo sile si ni ariwo laso lo ma gbo o to se awon eyan to fi pariwo kokuku ni ri afoju ni. May that never be our portion. It takes a new birth to make you to understand spiritual things. Not only that, we will further, you know, the other time we were talking about our national spirit. That is where victory lays. Until you are regenerated, forget it. We say, oh, I'm in the message church. Praise God. Judas was not only an apostle in Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ church, he was also the treasurer. And yet he was Judas. May God help us so. As shake one another and say shalom. My brother. Shalom. Yeah. Shalom, brother. Yes, sir. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, brother. Joe. God bless you. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. Let us see this chorus. Then we will dismiss. You go and check what you have in your cooler. Pray over it. Plus Sister Lillian's snacks. After which, by 2 o'clock, we'll be seated again. The preacher will mount the pulpit 3, 4. We say, God be with you till we meet again. No. Amen. Shall we rise? I've noticed that there's a chorus we used to sing. It used to be about 4 verses. I noticed recently we are only singing 3. That is, may you really be blessed. And the second stanza says, may your soul be refreshed. The third says, may we never depart. The fourth says, may we meet over there. I discovered we have been missing, you know, one of them. Amen. May you really be blessed. Hallelujah. May you really be blessed. Hallelujah. As you fellowship, yeah, in our midst. In the name of the Lord, may you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. May your soul be refreshed. 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 Hallelujah. May we never depart. Hallelujah, from the heavenly place in Christ, fellowship of the saints. May we never depart. May we meet together. God bless you. May you
Praise to abide all the